Hey, it's Trey. Trey Crooks. That's right. Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on. It's me, live and in stereo. No return engagements, no encore. This time, absolutely no request. Get a snack, settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended up the way it did. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're one of the reasons why that you guys are about to get this cuss out right now. So fuck all y'all for not even recognizing true talent when you see it. Me, bitches. I'm so tired of every last one of you hoes on my Facebook. If you're wondering what the fuck am I doing on my Facebook right now, listen to this fuck ass podcast. You finally see what the fuck I'm doing with your dumbasses, ashy neck motherfuckers. I'm so tired of seeing all y'all's dumbasses on Facebook doing not a damn thing and not sharing my posts. Yes, I'm fucking mad right now. I'm pissed. Ooh, most of y'all look like shit, and I give y'all compliments all the fucking time, but nobody wants to say nothing about my, even constructive criticism would be great. Like, maybe you shouldn't put that song in there, maybe you shouldn't cuss up, blah, blah, blah. I would take that, but no, none of that. You guys don't say shit, don't say boo about that. So I'm gonna take a stand. I'm not gonna post shit all week on fucking Facebook. No, don't turn the shit down now. Nothing funny, nothing crazy, because I have some good shit that I be posting and apparently be fucking for free. And y'all just be laughing and giggling and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, you're great, blah, blah, blah. Fuck y'all. Every last one of y'all. Fuck y'all. But I hope y'all listen to this and understand that I blacked out all my pictures, all of my stuff. And all I'm going to do is post my stuff until you guys realize that I want you guys to share. I want you guys to pass this on. I don't want it just to be a, like, just the community, like, thing, you know, entertainment. I want to be big. This is my dreams. I'm always supporting every last one of y'all's dreams. Even how dumb it is, like a hype woman, Francesca from Bad Girls Club. But do me this one solid favor if you are not going to do anything else for me. Look in the mirror and do the fuck better. Now back to this goddamn show. I want to stay right in this moment for life. Hey, I had to, you know, get some people together. If you guys are listening to this from, you know, not my Facebook and like to other forms of social media or whatever, don't worry about my rant. It wasn't for you. It was specifically for those Facebook people, anybody on Facebook or their own. But anyway, obviously this is bad advice. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad you guys are listening. This is where we talk about love, sex, dating, and I'm just trying to give out some really good, I'm just kidding, bad advice. That's only advice I can give you, honestly. Advice is everywhere. It's up to you to decipher if it's good or bad. Hey, everybody, the first segment is Hot Topic. And I am solo today, so this shouldn't take too long. I've had a productive week, apparently. I don't know if you guys, did you guys watch 13? Obviously, everybody's seen 13 Reasons Why. And if you haven't seen it, do not listen to the next 2 minutes because I'm about to go on a rant right now. So all I'm going to say is Jessica's a terrible cheerleader. If he didn't follow directions and listen to these, he just need to listen to these damn tapes. I think Alex Standall is a queen until she gagged us all. I can't. He started dating Jess. I was like, I thought that was a queen right there. I don't know. It was awkward. That's all I can say. If you guys don't know, 13 Reasons Why is a Netflix series that is based on a girl who committed suicide, and she has these tapes. And she has somebody give it to all these people or whatever. And all these tapes are 13 reasons why she killed herself. It was very dramatic and drawn out pretty much. Like, some of the people were real petty. Like the black girl, Sherry, she hit a stop sign and were like, left. And the girl was like, and you're the reasons why. I'm like, girl, look, you real, like, you just like real petty. That's petty. Even, I get it. The dude died afterwards. Like, you know, he didn't see a stop sign there and he ends up dying or whatever. And she felt guilty about that. But honey girl, you were drunk the whole night. And homegirl was it. She did a cartwheel in the middle of the party And I said she was fine, and she still had that thing. And she said, look, you acting crazy. Come on, let's do this. She took that into her own hands and was like, look, I need to go and do better. And then the black girl went, Clay was like trying to make her feel like shit the whole time. And she just looked at him like, look, I'm taking care of this nigga's family and all this stuff. I haven't told the other guy's family, but if you haven't seen it, I'm going to say, if you haven't seen it, I'm not going to go and rant about it. Jess, girl, good luck with your life. You need a new boyfriend because that shit would not fly with me. They need to lock up that nigga, whatever his name is. Ugh. Why was Wilmer Valderrama there? I don't know. His list disappeared, I guess. I don't know. Clay, all I gotta say, you Napoleon Dynamite knuckle dragon bastard. Do not blame my girl Sherry for anything else. I swear I thought Alex Standoff was gay. That's another thought. The whole time I was thinking, I'm like, well, where's his little boyfriend? Apparently not. I got into it. It was really good. The show was really good. I just couldn't. If I would ever got a tape from Hannah, it would probably be like, hey, this is Hannah Baker, and this is your tape. No, how'd it go? It would be like, remember the time in class that you said my shoes didn't match my outfit, that you hated wedges? Here's your tape. That'd be the petty shit she'll give me, and I'm going to look at it and be like, oh, girl, you know what? I'm going to read her from the fucking grave. That's what I would have done. I would have resurrected her ass and got her right together. Her cute little haircut. Her chewing gum season 2 haircut that she got on. That was cute. I'm not going to lie. And if you guys haven't seen Chewing Gum, season 2 is out on Netflix. Oh, my God. It's so good. It is so fucking funny. Transitions. I forgot about the transition. Speaking of crazy girls. That's distasteful right there. She wasn't crazy. She was just dramatic. And the bad series of events that happened to her, oh, I would have drove me crazy too. I'm not going to lie. I just wish she, like, and at the end, girl, for real, at the end, you could have even told that counselor the name of the guy that raped you, and this all could have been solved. I feel like it would have been solved, honestly. But she was like, I can't do that. He's popular. And she went to go, like, waited for him outside. And was like, he didn't come out and come get me. Girl, no. You told Clay to leave too after the whole debacle thing. And you wanted him to stay. Like, you telling these people what to do. You killed yourself. They didn't drive you to do nothing. None of that, girl. But this was a good movie, though. It was a good TV show. Good TV show. I can't wait what they're going to do for season 2. But another female that is in distress is Tommy from Love and Hip Hop. Apparently she was fired for trying to beat up Jocelyn again. So I don't know if she's going to be, like, I think they already pre-recorded the rest of Love and Hip Hop. If y'all even still watching Love and Hip Hop, but I know they pre-recorded it, so she's going to be on the rest of the season, but I wonder, like, what happened? Like, what really happened? Did she, like, see her at the Krispy Kreme or something and ran up on her and, like, try to whoop her ass? Speaking of crazy events like that, did you hear about this new thing being trans-abled? I just think it's fucking ridiculous that now, like, what people are making up shit being trans-abled because now transgender people are out invisible and succeeding and winning. You guys want to now just want to put, like, throw shit around there, like the trans age? You know what? I'm not going to say I don't get it because obviously a lot of people don't get why people are transgender, but I just, trans age, y'all reaching. And now this trans able, like the passage, I know it's a fake, but at the same time, like, y'all really grasping for straws right now. Trans able. People claim to be like transgender people. But trans abled people feel that the body they are supposed to have should have some kind of physical disability or ailment. Stop your shit, people. I know I've mentioned Love and Hip Hop before, but did y'all see last episode of Love and Hip Hop? My God. I don't know why. Having this baby, Jocelyn feels like she's like woman empowerment. Like, she feels like she needs to save every woman. She's like, I'm making a song called Baby Mama or Baby Daddy. And everybody's like, oh God, here it goes. She goes, no, it's women empowerment. I still yet heard this song that she has. But, oh, girl. So on that episode, they had like the storyline for that girl, Mariah. Mariah, whatever that girl's name is, a little cute little girl that works at the nail salon with Messy Mimi and her homegirl, whatever. Apparently, she's sleeping with her boss's like boyfriend. This is so scripted, love and script top or whatever. But it was very amusing. But yeah, she was just like in the parking lot telling him that he needs to give her 70 bands, girl. 70. I recently just found out what bands meant, but you need 70 of them, girl. Like 70 for what? For this, she wanted to open up her own little like boutique, like a bar or something. I don't know what she wanted to open up. It was something raggedy, probably, but she didn't need 70,000. She was good enough with probably a good lump sum of $300 to like rent out Chuck E. Cheese or something for whatever the fuck she's going to do for 5 minutes. Like, girl, what the fuck? Messy Mimi, her ass. She. I don't understand. Like, they got in an argument and she like brought up another girl's business. It's like, that's why so-and-so is fucking your man. Shoot her. And shooter needs to do better for himself. He keeps letting that girl, Mariah, walk all over him. And then his wife, well, first of all, I don't know the girl's name because she was very not important. And she was just like, oh my God, like, are you kidding me? And she like walks out and like goes find Shooter and Scooter or whatever his name is and sees the girl over there. And I don't know if she did it right, but she was mad at both of them. Good. Try to take that girl's wig off, but whatever. Every time Jocelyn said women empowerment, she said women empowerment. I just feel like I should have took a drink or something of bleach because, oh my God, every time. It should have been a fucking drinking game. Oh, you know what I just thought about? Why? Back to 13 Reasons Why. Clay had the nerve to judge every last one of them bitches, but didn't he was like, what, didn't you guys see him jack off to a picture of him and Courtney that we all can't stand? Oh, a picture of Courtney and what's that girl's name? Hannah kissing. Homegirl, I see you. Did you guys watch Bad Girls Club? Oh my fucking God. It was actually a really decent one, but I don't know why. Who told Kiki is the little one. Kiana is the one that I can't stand with the bad wig or whatever. And she calls herself Ki Marie now. When did that even happen? This is like episode 12. Like, now you Ki Marie? Like, her song, ugh. The song is terrible. Like, give it up, baby girl. Like, your song sounds like E-40. Like, she sounds like E-40 when she's rapping. I don't know why she's doing that. I'm very convinced that Brie from the Bad Girls Club is Star. Even though this was filmed in, like, last year, July, and Star was, like, later on, maybe Lee Daniels looked at Brie and was like, you know what? I know for a fact I can make her a star. And that's where they got Homegirl from Star to play because I swear they're the same fucking people. I don't know why they Bad Girls Club. I guess it's the last season of Bad Girls Club. They want to make everything cheap? I don't get it because they drove all the way to Vegas and that was the cheapest trip I've ever seen them all take or whatever. They got there and I guess Kiana. Kiana and Seven were booked as a DJ and an opening act or something or whatever. And that's why they went to Vegas. But like I said, this song is trash and Seven doesn't DJ. She just made this whole thing up, that whole like episode. She was like, oh, I'm going to be the first female DJ. There's multiple female DJs that are out there right now. And you just like Maya Jane Coles, Anna Mack, Nina, Miss Kitten. We're talking about DJs. Like she was, I don't know. She's crazy. She's off. She didn't do anything up on that DJ. She pressed a button and then that nigga came, her DJ that she's been madly in love with that we had never seen before, probably once when she went to the whole DJ gig or whatever. it was confusing and she was all nervous and Key was nervous and they was talking about fighting the girls for no reason because they were all nervous and the reason why they're even on this trip is because those girls or whatever, and they brought little DeShayla inside the little clique or whatever so she could be the host. That was kind of shade towards Fran because Fran was, wasn't she like a hype girl or some bullshit? They didn't want Fran to do it, so they made DeShayla, who absolutely killed it, by the way, the Shayla, yes, girl, do it. Even though you a flip-flopper. Yeah, they got into like an argument with them girls and had like the real petty thing was they got to the house, I guess, first or whatever. And there was a room full. There was a room with four beds and another room with three beds. The girls that got to the house first had three of them girls and like only had three girls in the car. So they're like, okay, let's take, why would he take the one of the four bedrooms? Like, girl, what? They don't want to split up. They want to be with you. That's why they got in the Jeep behind you. It was real petty. Real petty. It was like, we're the reason why you're up here. It probably wasn't because it had a real nice balcony. And I can see why. And I probably would have done the same thing. I'm like, well, girl, I can move that bed out into the hallway if y'all want me to. And that would have been it. But girl, give it up. Like, that was dumb. Y'all should have moved. And not because y'all was probably going to Vegas anyway. Seven's not a real DJ, so she pressed a fucking button on her USB cord tagged to her phone, not her laptop. I don't think she mixed the thing. Like, girl, what are you doing? Key Marie, that name. The Shayla, I love how the Shayla got her that hat. Oh, girl, that hat was, it wasn't ugly. It's very basic. It wasn't ugly. I'm not gonna give her that. It wasn't ugly. And she was like, I tried my hardest. I was like, it looks like you just put string on it and you made sure the glue was still there. Didn't think you tried that hard, but who knows? She probably like really did some really good stuff on that hat. I'm just outside looking in. My bad, girl. Key Marie's rap. I don't know why I put this. I said, I don't know what was worse. The Shayla's hat making skills, Seven's DJing, or Fran's aspiring to be a hype woman. That was kind of disrespectful. But definitely DJ Seven, I guess she wants to be called DJ Seven. All she had to do was press that dumbass button. After the whole damn performance, why is Key Marie's mother coming up to her and like telling her that her uncle passed away? And damn, Seven walking up the ugly ass blue eyeshadow, talking about, come on, girl, smile. Why would you tell your daughter that after she did a great, like a really big performance for her? Like, come on now. By the way, I caught the shade where she was like, this is gonna be a really big performance and blah, blah, blah. It's my first time ever performing. Or when she cried at the studio talking about, my dreams are coming true. But girl, you say you always recording in a studio when you at home. How is this coming true? Like, Bad Girls Gonna Make Them Produce your mixtape, girl? I hope not. I hope they got better taste in music. They went back to the house and, you know, Key was trying to be all bad girl. Like, you know, I'm hurt. My uncle passed away and he's my favorite and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, girl, like, okay, you don't like us. We ain't gonna sit there and baby you, but I'm gonna have fun. And, you know, Brie, all her friends came over and she had to leave them. So she was crying because her friends were like gone or whatever. And I can see that. Like, you haven't seen your friends in like probably like 3 weeks or whatever, and you get to see them for like a short period of time. And you guys are leaving. They're probably out to go and do some more fun, reckless shit. And you have to go back in because you're a bad girl. So it was just, I could see why. I would be like, ugh, girl, whatever. The only person right now on the show with common sense is Sayora. Because she was like, why? She kept telling Key, don't get mad at Brie for not, you know, being sad with you or whatever because your uncle died. You know, you need to worry about yourself. And obviously, Key Marie didn't understand. She didn't get listened. So she ran up on Brie, got her ass handed to her, got beat up. And then Seven tried to beat up Kiara or whatever, Kiki or whatever. I don't know why, but every time they get into a fight, though, like every time, like, somebody gets in a fight near Kiara, she's always got that weird, shut up, like, why? Key, why you do that? Why? Oh, that annoys me. Like, girl, they're fighting. Either pick up something, hit her, or shut up. Like, say hit, like, I don't know. Like, shut the fuck up, Kiki, that's what I'm talking about. And then Seven got mad because her homegirl got dragged by Star. So I don't know why. They went back to the house. After the whole trip or whatever, they went back to the house. And the two girls, Seven and Key, I guess they wait for the girls to get back so they can beat them up or whatever. So they waited, and the Shayla girl was like, look, that's all between y'all. And that was cool. She said, it was between y'all, y'all do this or whatever. Went out, and then I guess the end of the episode, they got, you know, they was beating the girls up or whatever. But Key Marie girl, you a punk. Star would have whooped your ass again if you didn't hit it with, you didn't push her that well. If she didn't fall. I'm just saying, that's all I'm going to say about that little small ass man. I just can't stand that girl. But I love the previews for the next one where you see DeShayla out there being fake. She goes, you guys, this is the best fun I've ever had with all you bitches. And I hate those other bitches. And they're like, okay, girl, DeShayla, you are really trying it. I hope they go and whoop her ass. I know they probably won't. They're probably just going to send those other girls home for this incident right here. So I just hope they whoop DeShayla's ass on the reunion. So see you there, girl. Speaking of crazy people on online experiences, Catfish right here. Let me tell you about this episode on Catfish real quick. I thought at the beginning that the catfish might have been gay because the clues were like, because it was some redhead girl, I forgot her name, whatever, was just sitting there and he was like, she was like, Eric, he always has something to say. He has a smart ass mouth and he's very quick and witty. I'm just like, oh, he is a queen. And it's a little gay boy. And like, and all the clues were just like pointing out to being a little gay boy. But I was proven wrong. And then I guess the catfish, what did he do? He like sent the picture and she was like, is this you? He goes, no, this is me. And he sent a better picture, a better looking picture, a better person in the picture. And she's like, are you sure this is you? Because this is a better looking person. And really sent the other person. And he like sent another person and it was really him to be like, it was really him. Oh, I'm sorry. It was really her. And she's like, ooh, I don't know what that thing is. I was like, not this read she just did on Catfish. Like, how you be so shady on Catfish? That shit had me together. The girl who was catfishing was, her name was Blue the whole time. Blue and all, and she wore blue. Ooh, girl was a mess, let me tell you. And it was the picture, too. I was dying. The lesbian was like, ooh. It was crazy because the girl was out in the front talking to her and she was kind of getting like real smart with her, but then the lesbian was like kind of like laughing and then she looked at her and she goes, girl, you got the next move. You want to run up and get these hands or something? Like she looked like she was about to whoop her ass for laugh. I was like, okay, this is getting too out of hand. Crazy events that happened. Power Rangers. Did you guys, oh my God, Teen Titans was so good. If you guys haven't seen the Teen Titans Judas Contract, I ain't gonna tell you how I watched it because I'm just not. But I've seen it and it's good. And I've watched Power Rangers. I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. I'm not gonna spoil Power Rangers, but I approve of Power Rangers. A couple of things. I don't like the Pink Ranger being like, and this is gonna be real, like, misogyny, I guess. Like, they painted her to be a badass, and I didn't like that. I wanted her to be like a sweetheart kind of thing, but like, don't cross me, bitch, sweetheart. That's why I liked Kimberly, like the first, like the Pink Ranger. I loved her because she was sweet. She was blah blah blah. But when you got on her bad side, she screamed a lot, of course. But she was like one to be like, to what you wouldn't want to fuck with that bitch. Becky G, I didn't know she was the Yellow Ranger. Go ahead, girl. You do your thing. If you don't know who Becky G is, look up her on iTunes. She has a song, Shower. I think I might play it at the beginning. I probably will play it at the beginning. So, yeah. And then I see how they changed the characters around. They gave them the same name, so they changed their, like, race and gender and all that stuff. And it was cool. It was cool. I'm on the fence with a character, but I won't tell you who. I just think they painted the character to make you like him, and I'm like, why can't we just like choose for ourselves to like this character or not? That's the whole like badass of it. But whatever. All the rest of the characters were pretty spot on, I guess. I didn't really care too much about the Red Ranger. He was always somebody's daddy anyway. So Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. They could have kept that. She was not that great. I didn't really, It wasn't spectacular. Honestly, I would have watched Sofia Vergara do it. I know that's like kind of left field, but girl, like honestly, she would have probably done a better Rita, even though Rita was Asian. Like, it's still, they should have done somebody else. Like, it wasn't believable. She just looked like she was doing her role. I was like she, I love her. Don't get me wrong. I love Elizabeth Banks, but it wasn't hers. That wasn't hers. It wasn't her best one. Whatever, girl. And that concludes the hot topics today. I told you it's gonna be real quick. Next segment is bad advice. We're just gonna roll right into that. Today, we will be talking about my bad advice for you guys. Share this fucking content. Let's roll right over to the messy moments and share this fucking content again. How about that?